You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Don't understand why you weren't picking up your calls yesterday.
I told you, it must have been on silent without my realising.
I mean, apart from anything else, I was worried about you.
I don't see why it's such a big deal.
You were supposed to be here on Saturday morning, not Saturday night. How on earth could James and a bit of shopping keep you that late?
Look, Matt, we went through this last night.
Not to my satisfaction, we didn't. You placed me in a very awkward position. It was really embarrassing trying to explain to important business contacts why you couldn't be with me.
Can't have been that difficult, surely.
That's not the point.
Well, I thought you said it was.
It was in the diary, Lillian. How could you possibly forget?
But I did, and I'm sorry.
I wish that sounded like a genuine apology.
Well, what do you want me to do? Grovel even more?
All the other blokes had their wives with them. You can imagine what an idiot I felt having to operate on my own.
Honestly, Matt, you are making mountains out of molehills. I'm here now, aren't I?
Well, it's not good enough.
And anyway, when did flying solo ever bother you?
I don't think that even merits a reply.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
I'll just get on with some work, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, Matt, please.
So you're definitely coming out tomorrow?
Yeah, they'll have to do some final checks, but it looks like it.
Oh, that is such great news, Vicky.
Isn't it? I called Mark just now and he was over the moon. Oh, they're lovely in here, but oh, I can't wait to get home. Here we go.
Oh, can I pick her up?
Of course you can.
Can't pass up the chance of a cuddle, can I, Beth?
Oh.
Hello. Do you remember me? You do, yes. Do you want to hold my finger?
Oh, okay. I know. It's time for breakfast.
Come on, sweetheart, that's it. Let me make you a bit more comfortable. Yeah, that's better. Good girl.
Looks like she's getting the idea.
Still a bit hit and miss at the moment, but we'll get there, won't we? That's it. Ah!
Oh, painful.
All worth it, though, isn't it? Thanks for talking to Amy, Brenda. That was a real help.
Oh, no, I knew you were still worried.
I couldn't seem to take it all in when they first explained.
Not surprised. You're exhausted.
I had another visit from the lady from the breastfeeding team yesterday.
Oh, good.
She was really nice, sat with me while I was feeding Beth and gave me some useful tips.
Can't believe how well you're looking on so little sleep.
Must be because I'm happy. That's right, isn't it, sweetheart? Yeah.
I reckon you've got enough bacon there to last you. And there's another crate of sausages in the van.
Oh, excellent.
Just give me a call if it looks like you're running short.
Yeah, will do.
So, what's with the milk churns?
Ah, all part of the plan to create the right ambience in the bar tomorrow.
Ah, and the pitchforks will be featuring too, I imagine?
Oh, yes, they will be tastefully arranged around the walls.
Sounds original.
Yeah, and tables will be covered with gingham cloths and we'll have baskets of fresh farm eggs strategically placed.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Well, you can't say I don't try. And I shall be sharing pictures of the first breakfast we serve here tomorrow on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're keen to get a snapshot of the nation's breakfast, so, well, I'm happy to do my bit. And up our profile in the process.
You're a man after my own heart, Kenton. Always trying to think outside the box.
Yeah, well, it's the only way to pull in new punters.
And you won't forget to scatter my business cards around?
Yeah, certainly won't.
We're doing a one-off event tomorrow outside Ambridge Organics to kickstart the week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, serving special takeaway breakfasts from the burger van to hungry office workers. And hopefully whipping up some interest in the muesli and yoghurt in the shop.
I tell you what. I would say between us, we've got Farmhouse Breakfast Week well and truly sewn up.
It's
So have you got any plans for your birthday tomorrow?
Not really. Tom's taking me out for a meal on Friday, so everything's on hold till then.
Right. Okay, sweetheart. I'll move my arm, shall I? That better?
It's a bit full on this week.
Well, I think you deserve a real treat. I said to Mike what a difference it made having you here.
Oh, it was just amazing.
You just seem so calm and collected.
Yeah, apart from when I burst into tears.
Oh, no.
I was just so relieved you were both okay. And she was really here.
Yeah.
Funny, isn't it? She nearly arrived on my birthday. Is she okay?
I'm just wondering if she's had enough.
Honestly, Vicky, you're doing so well.
I'm just glad the midwife's going to be calling every day the first week we're home.
Yeah, that's great.
And they've said I can ring them any time. I mean, you feel so safe here.
I know.
Sort of cocooned against the world. Oh, I just hope I'm going to manage.
You'll be fine. Both of you.
You certainly had a busy morning.
Yeah, and it started at 5 with the milking.
5? Oh, Lord.
Exactly. Well, I'll call in when I've got a moment to inspect the decor.
Yeah, do that. Dave's supposed to be delivering a piece of farm kit early tomorrow to stick out here.
Oh, nice touch.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm getting, though. I did ask for the tractor, but that wasn't well received.
I can imagine.
I just want something to give it that authentic farm feel.
Oh, looks like the Wanderers have returned.
Oh, yeah?
Jim's Riley just pulled up outside his house with Joe and the Burts.
Oh, yes. The wild bunch. Joe looks a bit weary.
At least they're all in one piece.
Oh, I bet they'll have a tale to tell.
I thought I'd fix us some lunch.
Yeah?
I wondered if you'd be finished soon. Matt?
Yeah, I heard. Just need to concentrate a sec.
Okay. Well then, give me a shout when you're ready.
Do you know what really got me this morning, Lillian?
Know what?
You saying, when did I not like flying solo?
Well, I just thought...
That was the case a while back, but you must know it's not true now.
I suppose I do, yeah.
Well, so I say it.
It just came out. It wasn't meant to be a judgment.
Well, it felt like it.
I'll see you in a bit then, shall I?
All right.
Thought we could just have soup for lunch.
Good idea.
Wasn't sure when you'd be back.
Well, Fallon wanted to show me what she's got planned for Jack's.
Yeah? Anything interesting?
She's gone down the gingham tablecloth route too. Plus some sort of weird cockerels made out of twisted metal. I wasn't altogether sure about those.
No?
Well, a bit abstract to my taste.
Okay, soup's ready.
Ooh, I tell you what, Bren. That looks like a lifesaver.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks. Are you sure you're okay with postponing your birthday meal until Friday?
Fine, yeah.
We could change it, though, you know. I could try and juggle something.
No. Honestly, Tom, I said it's fine.
Right.
Now, I was just thinking about Vicky and Bethany.
They're coming out of hospital tomorrow, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, she's so excited.
Yeah, bound to be.
But you can tell she's really nervous as well.
Guess it's only natural.
I want to do all I can to help, Tom.
Me too.
Because tomorrow, it all begins for real, doesn't it?
I realise now I just can't keep coming down to London.
There were awkward questions last night, were there?
And this morning. Matt couldn't leave it alone. He was like a stuck record. Ugh, it's just been so difficult.
What sort of difficult?
Oh, you know Matt's sort of difficult. He goes on and on and on.
Does he?
The thing is, I'd totally forgotten about this dinner engagement we had with some business contacts of his.
Was that so bad?
I was in the diary, so really I'd no excuse. I should have seen it. I suppose I had other things on my mind.
I wish there was something I could do to help.
Yeah, well, there isn't.
No.
I just feel so guilty, Paul. I mean, not just about this. About everything.
It's my fault.
No, it's not.
Feels like it is, though. I've put you in this situation, haven't I?
I've put myself here. I wanted it. It's just all the secrecy. And having to lie all the time. One lie leading to another, so I'm going round in circles trying not to contradict myself.
I know.
This morning I began to feel really sick. I don't know if I can do it anymore. Paul?
I don't seem to have an answer this time, do I?
No.
It doesn't change the way I feel about you, though.
I know.
I can't let you keep going through this. I'll have to let you go, won't I?
Yeah.
Bye, Lillian.
Bye.
Lillian! Lillian, you up there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Two bacon butties and a sausage sarnie. Help yourself to ketchup.
Oh, thanks, that's great.
And porridge for you, madam. There's a choice of toppings over there.
Thank you.
And if anyone fancies some lovely organic muesli and a tempting selection of yogurts, they're on sale right behind you in Ambridge Organics.
Enjoy!
Promise you won't say that again, Tom.
What?
Enjoy! It drives me mad.
Oh, okay, I'll do my best. It just trips off the tongue.
That's the problem.
Hey, we're doing well, though, aren't we? It's still early.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
And it looks like Kirsty's managing to attract some punters.
Feels like there's a real buzz.
For a change. Good place to give out my business cards, too.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh. Hi there. What can I get you?
Unbelievable.
What's that?
Kenton. He made this big fuss about wanting a piece of farm gear to give the pub that, you know, authentic feel. I mean, he actually asked me for the yard tractor, but you can imagine what I said to that.
I can, yeah.
So, I bring him down this old disc plug.
Nice bit of gear.
Well, it's perfect. But then he moans that it's covered in mud, and he hoses it down, getting rid of the authentic feel in the process.
Yeah, it does look a bit clean.
Well, you wouldn't think it had ever been near a farm, would you?
Maybe he'd like to hose me down while he's at it. And Emma's always complaining about my boots.
Tell you what, Ed, he'd probably leap at the chance.
Now, of course, with Susan on my case, I get even more grief.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, well, I'd better get back.
So, how are things going, anyway?
Okay, yeah.
Have you managed to hold off from broaching the subject of the milk price to Mike again?
I have, yeah. Yeah, well, it's a no-go area at the moment, what with the baby coming home and everything.
Oh, of course, it's today, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just feel like I'm in limbo at the moment. Can't seem to make any decisions.
Yeah, I can see why you'd feel like that.
Yeah, well, it'll get sorted.
I just wish I could do something.
Ruth's been great anyway, helping me with my account software. At least I'm okay on that now.
Oh, good.
I better get on. I'll see you then, David.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye, Ed.
Okay, sweetheart. So, this is your room. I've been telling you all about it, haven't I? And we thought pink would be nice.
But one day, well, you might want to change it. There's all the little lambs and bunnies around the walls. Ba, ba, black sheep, have you any wool? Oh, you can sing that one day, can't you? Yeah.
Look at this, Beth. Hey, see all the stars going round? Yeah, that's the moon there.
That's woken her up.
Oh, you like that, don't you?
Oh, Mike. Look at her looking.
No, love. Oh. That's what we've been dreaming of, isn't it?
Yeah.
I put your sheep mobile by the cot, Beth. You can count the sheep when you're going to sleep, can't you?
Mind, you won't be sleeping in here for a bit. You'll be in with us. Don't worry, though. There's a nice Moses basket that lovely Hayley and Roy gave you. And you'll be all cosy in there when we can feed you. Oh, I can't believe there's more cards, Mike. And the flowers from Susan are gorgeous.
Well, you'll be able to thank her when she comes round.
People have just been so kind. Oh, and the banner Phoebe and Abby made.
I mean, oh.
It must have taken ages cutting out all the letters to spell Bethany Clare.
Yeah, well, there was evidently a bit of a mistake.
Was there?
Yeah, but Phoebe suddenly spotted they'd left out the I in Clare, so they had to rejig it a bit.
Oh, bless them.
Yeah, why don't you sit down, love? Make yourself comfy.
Oh, it's nice you brought a chair in, Mike.
Well, I thought you might want to give Beth her first feed in here.
Oh, that was kind of Daddy, wasn't it? What's this?
Phoebe and Hayley made it for you. Well, for all of us, really.
But they did the banner with a name.
I know.
Bethany's first day.
They've written under all the photos.
Oh, Mike. That's lovely.
Yeah, I know.
Look at that one with you holding her, looking like she might pray.
Yeah, well, I thought she might.
I couldn't have asked for anything nicer.
And I had strict instructions from Phoebe to take some of you both when you got home.
Ah, that's why you were clicking away.
Oh, well, she'll be round later to check.
Oh, right, sweetheart. Oh, you shall see it later. You're hungry now, are you? Will you put the books somewhere safe, Mike?
Sure. Now, you've got enough cushions?
Plenty.
And it's okay to leave you? I'll try not to be too long. Just check on Jazza and Rosa.
You go. Susan will be here in a bit, and then it's the midwife this afternoon.
Yeah, okay. Well, bye, Bethany. Daddy, see you soon.
Maybe you could just do one thing before you go, Mike.
Go on.
Well, I think the heating might be up a bit high.
Well, I thought you might feel the cold after the hospital.
Oh, it was like a hot house in there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get home.
You think we've got enough porridge left?
Just about. Good job we hired the bigger pressure cooker.
Yeah, the toppings really sold it, didn't they? Mm. That one woman must have ladled on a whole jar of honey.
Well, it's a perfect antidote to this weather.
I even began to fancy it myself, when I've never been a big fan.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mum's version always seemed to be full of lumps, and I was never allowed enough syrup.
Oh, I'll tell her you said that. Do you want to turn those sausages?
You know what, Helen? One of the big attractions for me of a morning like this is not being stuck doing the milking.
Yeah, I can see how frustrating it is.
Because I never shut up about it, probably.
Partly that, yeah. But no, I do see, honestly.
I'm just hoping Trevor will come up trumps this week and agree to do some extra shifts. Yeah, at least Dad went ahead and asked him anyway. I was pleased about that.
I'm just wondering who Kirsty's talking to.
Oh, yeah. Looks pretty interested, doesn't he?
Yeah, but not necessarily in the organic muesli and the wide range of tempting yoghurts.
See what you mean. Here we go. Hi, what can I get you?
Three sausage sarnies, please.
Coming up.
Whatever he's buying is definitely taking his time.
Right, so that comes out at 18. David, hello.
Hi, Ed. Not interrupting, am I?
No, I was just doing a bit more work on my accounts.
Oh, right. Well, I've been thinking. After that chat we had this morning, I suddenly had an idea.
Oh, yeah?
I know that you're on the lookout for some additional work, you know, to bring in some extra cash.
I am, yeah.
So, have you thought about sheep shearing?
Sheep shearing?
Yeah.
I haven't, no.
Well, you'd have to train, of course, but I was thinking that we have to bring in contract shearers to shear the Brookfield flock each year. But if there was a local professional team offering the service, Ruth and I'd be happy to use them and keep the money local.
Right. I see.
I'm pretty sure that Adam and other sheep farmers in South Borsetshire would be willing to give it a go too. Why not give Adam a call?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, David. Yeah, that's a great idea.
And let me know how you get on.
Yeah, I will.
It was nice to see Susan and catch up on all the news.
I expect there was a lot of it.
She was telling me about this new herd manager they've got at home for.
Oh.
So she had a long chat with him when he came to the shop.
Yeah, and give him the third degree, no doubt. Mm.
But then, when she was going on, suddenly, I just couldn't keep my eyes open.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. But luckily neither could Beth, could you, sweetheart?
So you both had a nap?
We did, yeah. Well, I woke up just before the midwife arrived.
What did she say?
Well, she weighed and measured you, didn't she, Beth? And said you were doing well.
Oh, good.
Well, she still hasn't regained her birth weight yet.
But that's okay.
Mm. It's early days and she'll be watching it. Oh, it's been a lovely day, Mike. Oh. Phoebe popped round with a casserole Heidi made for us.
Oh, that's nice.
And then she stayed to help me bath Bethany.
Well, I bet there were a few photo opportunities.
Yeah, there were. I told her how much I love the book.
Mm. All right, little one. You going to let Mummy have her dinner now?
Oh, I'll be putting on weight anyway.
Oh, you need to keep your strength up, love. It's important.
I know. So, put the oven on, will you, Mike? And stop fussing. Oh.
Couldn't have gone much better, could it?
I know.
I think we did what could only be described as a roaring trade. Okay, hot plates all done.
And apart from a couple of lapses, you even managed to stop saying enjoy.
Did I? Well, that was a bonus. How's the pressure cooker?
Well, I'll take it back and give it a good scouring.
Okay.
So, what's left?
Half a pack of sausages.
Wow.
Yeah. And Kenton just rang to say their breakfasts have gone well too.
That's great.
Yeah. They even managed to attract some new punters, which is the object of the exercise after all.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you seem to get into the swing. Fancy a coffee?
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
So, back into the old routine tomorrow, I guess.
Well, I'm actually taking Henry to playgroup.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. Sarah's starting work late one day a week, so she doesn't need to drop Rowan off till lunchtime.
So you reckoned it would be a chance to introduce Henry to a wider social circle?
Well, I thought it would do him good to have a few corners knocked off anyway.
Oh, poor old Henry.
I don't know about poor old Henry. He's really trying to push the boundaries at the moment.
A real archer, then?
You think?
Well, if we're talking about the younger generation, anyway.
Oh, for heaven's sake! Oh, Ed, hi. Good timing.
Yeah, looks like you could do with the hands.
Yeah, I was just going to give Josh a call. Sheep pens are definitely a two-man job.
Right, well, give me the end of that other one. I'll hold them together for you.
Oh, thanks.
Is that okay?
That's great. So, any news?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to tell you. I've been in touch with Adam.
Oh, and?
Well, he said that they always use contract shearers too.
Usually New Zealanders.
Yeah, that's right. But he said that they might be up for giving it to someone local.
Oh, good.
So long as whoever it was skilled and reasonably fast.
Yeah, well, makes sense.
So I'm going to do a bit more research and check out what courses are on offer.
Hey, that's great news, Ed. Well done.
Well, it's all down to you, really.
Ah, you've taken the idea and run with it.
Yeah, well, it felt right somehow.
I wondered when you were going to wake up.
Oh, sorry, Matt. I must have dropped off again.
Yeah, well, no harm done.
I'll have a quick shower and then I'll be with you.
No, take your time.
Really? Thought you might need some help in the office.
Nothing that can't wait.
You seem very cheerful this morning.
Yeah, because I've got some good news and I'm looking forward to sharing it with you.
Yeah?
I knew there was something in the ether the other night.
Ether?
Yeah, the dinner I had on Saturday with those contacts of mine.
Yeah.
I was sure there was an agenda, just didn't know what it was.
Sounds intriguing.
OK, you get yourself shower and I'll put the coffee on.
Can't wait.
See you in a minute, then.
Jenny.
Oh, I'll leave you to it, then.
Fine. Jenny, how are you?
Henry, no, that's not yours. Give it back.
Now,
what did I say about sharing?
Henry,
give it back.
Hi, Helen.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Hello, Kira. Oh, it's lovely to see you.
And you.
Henry, well, go home if you keep behaving like this.
No.
Look at him. Everyone's going to think he's totally out of control.
Oh, you should see Kira when she's in a strop.
Yeah?
It happened yesterday when she wanted one of Mum's little ornaments. I never heard the last of George breaking this china owl, so there was no way.
Oh, I tried to be firm, but then I just seemed to cave in.
Henry? I can't believe how tall you're getting. You're such a big boy now, aren't you? Hey, I tell you what, that toy there, that's more for babies, isn't it? Hey, do you want to give it to that little girl and we'll see what we can find for you? That's a good boy. We'll go over to the toy box in a minute and find something better. Oh, look. Kira wants you to have her bunny rabbit.
What do you say, Henry?
That's Hopalong. You're lucky. He's her favourite.
Oh, thanks, Emma. That was brilliant.
It always seems easier when they're not your own, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Do you want to sit down while we've got a minute?
Yeah. Why don't I get us a cup of tea?
Oh, that'd be nice.
You've earned it.
Coffee ready and waiting. And I've shoved a couple of crumpets under the grill.
Lovely.
So, what did Jennifer have to say for herself?
Well, she was just chatting on again about Rob Titchener, saying what a nice guy he is.
He certainly seems to have made an impression.
Evidently. He and Brown are really hitting it off.
Yeah, probably because they like two peas in a pod.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm only going on what you told me. Sounds like he's got that same sort of confidence. Been to the right schools, knows the right people.
Well, he doesn't seem to have any what you'd call side.
Well, that's something.
And evidently Brian's invited him on an estate day shoot this week.
Oh, good for Brian.
Anyway, what's this good news you were going to share with me?
Right. The people I met on Saturday have been in touch.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of a building consortium the other side of Borchester.
Mm. So what did they say?
They're looking for people to come in with them to buy this Victorian paper mill over at Gilbert's Cross.
And?
They thought of us.
Oh, right.
I promise we'll give it some thought.
So is the mill completely derelict?
It's fairly neglected, but up until recently it was used for offices, so it's got the basic amenities.
Right.
Sounds like it could be converted into some really nice apartments.
Hmm, sounds interesting.
That's what I thought.
Oh, Matt, the crumpets!
Oh, no. Trust me. Oh, sorry, Pussycat. Burnt offerings aren't in it.
Well, the thought was there.
I'll just sort the alarm.
Coffee's fine for me anyway. I'm not that hungry.
Tell you what. Okay, enough! Why don't we cut our losses? How about brunch down the Bull?
That sounds nice.
We can sample a proper farmhouse breakfast amongst the milk churns.
Look at him now. Butter wouldn't melt.
I know. Kira's cheered up a bit too. She was being a little madam before we came out.
And all they need half the time is someone their own age to play with.
I know. I love coming here.
Yeah. So nice to be able to compare notes.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's one of the things that's good about living at Mum's. Having the spare cash to afford a morning like this.
Oh. Well, I was so glad to see you, Emma.
Hey, remember when we used to go to that mum and baby group?
Oh, yeah, that was a bit of a lifesaver too. Oh, not babies long, are they?
Yeah, I know.
It's funny how you keep willing them on past all the first milestones.
Yeah.
Like I was dying for Henry to take his first steps.
I was with Kira.
When he got his first tooth, well, it's like he'd just passed an exam.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Get so competitive. Can't help it, though, can you?
You don't realise it goes by so quickly.
And now they're at the stage where no doesn't do the trick.
It's like it happens overnight.
Yeah. Comes as a bit of a shock.
Yeah, well, I'm sure being doted on by his adoring grandparents has given Henry a false sense of his own importance.
Kira's probably getting the same idea with us living at Ambridge View.
Uh-oh. Oh. What's the matter now?
I tell you what, Henry. Ask that lady if you can have a go on the fire engine. They let you have it when you've been really good. Do you want to go and ask? Because you have been really good, haven't you?
Well done.
Jolene and Kenton have obviously worked really hard to create the right atmosphere.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Milk churns were definitely an inspiration.
Looks like the punters are loving it.
All it needs now is Joe Grundy to appear with a straw clamped in his
teeth. That would complete the picture, yeah. Jolene just told me he and Bert had a bit of a falling out in here last night.
Really? Why was that?
Well, apparently, that trip to Liverpool was all about scattering Bob Pullen's ashes.
No!
Yeah, yeah. Joe Grundy was left this letter by Pullen,
right,
asking him to take his ashes up to Liverpool to scatter them, as he always loved the place anyway.
No.
Last night, it seems Bert was spouting these verses meant to commemorate Bob Pullen's last ride. When Joe walks in, said he was the executor of Pullen's will, and all memorial verses had to be authorised by him.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Luckily, the pitchforks were safely bolted to the walls.
Executor?
Yeah.
But Jill told Jenny there wasn't a will.
Well, that's what Jolene told me, anyway.
So I wonder if Mr. Pullen actually left Joe something.
Well, if he did get anything, I bet he blew it all in the flesh pots of Liverpool.
Ah, probably. How intriguing.
Yeah, extraordinary, isn't it? Now, it's good to see you chucking in, Puss.
Well, it's delicious. The bacon's done just how I like it.
You've been a bit off your grub the last day or two.
No, not really.
Yeah, you've been looking quite peaky. I was worried.
Well, I've certainly done justice to that. Now, tell me all about this business opportunity at Gilbert's Cross.
Now, like I said, I reckon it could have a huge potential.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me a bit of that conversion I did on the Cat and Fiddle.
Yeah, well, not a venture I personally want to think about, Matt, in view of Chalkman's involvement.
No, I know, but at the end of the day, it was still a winner.
Well, I think the jury's still out on that one.
This is bigger, and I reckon it could be the best yet.
So what exactly would our role be?
Well, in consultation with the consortium, we'd be responsible for the practicalities.
So we'd be the ones really doing it up?
That's right. Mm-hmm. They know Amside has a great track record for conversions. They value our expertise, and so they should.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Sounds right up our street, doesn't it, Puss?
I think Henry's worked off some steam anyway.
Yeah. Look at Kira, she's out on her feet.
Oh.
Oh, good girl, Kira. Now get in the buggy. I think I see Nana now. That's it. Let Mummy buckle you in.
So, how are things at Ambridge View?
Oh, well, okay. Suppose we do get under each other's feet quite a lot.
No, you're bound to. I know what it's like living with Mum and Dad.
Yeah.
They're so kind, but it's just hard sometimes, isn't it? Mum will say something and it's totally well-meaning about what I'm doing with Henry, and I can just feel myself getting so annoyed. I turn into a stroppy teenager again.
I know what you mean. And Ed gets really irritated sometimes too. Mm. Still, he was looking a bit happier this morning.
Oh, good. Any particular reason?
Oh, David said he should find out about training to be a sheep shearer.
Oh. Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. He's been on the phone seeing what interest there is.
Well, good luck to him. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you.
What?
Kirsty was getting chatted up by this really good-looking bloke yesterday.
Where?
Ambridge Organics. Tom and I were doing breakfast from the van. I mean, we just saw him talking to her in the shop. He looked so keen.
Did you find out who he was?
Well, no, I couldn't give it a third degree because, well, I was rushing to get back. Mm.
Well, let me know when you do.
Yeah, of course I will.
Right, come on, Henry. Put your hat and scarf on, please. Good boy.
I've really enjoyed catching up.
Yeah, me too.
See you next week, then?
Definitely.
Sure you don't want another coffee?
No, thanks. I just feel really nicely mellow. Any more, I might get a bit hyper.
Good. I meant about feeling mellow. Hmm.
It's been nice, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad I burnt them crumpets now. Sorry I was in a bad mood at the weekend.
Well, it was my fault for not checking the diary.
Well, with you going away with Peggy at New Year, we just haven't spent much time together, have we?
Suppose not.
You must know what you mean to me, Pussycat.
Oh, Matt.
I just feel this deal could be something we could really work on together.
I can see that.
Might even give us a generous pension when we do finally decide to retire.
I suppose it might.
So how do you feel about coming with me to see the old mill on Friday? Do you want to check your diary first?
No.
You okay, Puss?
I am. Yeah, I meant... I don't need to check my diary, Matt. Friday it is.
The cot blanket's gorgeous, Linda.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh, it's so lovely and soft.
Pure llama wool.
You can tell. You hold on a sec. Just going to try and swap arms.
Of course.
All right, sweetheart. Mummy's just talking to Auntie Linda. There we go. You better now?
I can't wait to see her again.
We can't wait to see you either, can we, Beth?
Big kiss from me, then.
Will do. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Oh, you look all in, love.
I'm okay.
Why don't you go back to bed for an hour? I can look after
her. No, honestly, Mike, I'm fine.
You'll feel a lot better.
Yeah, I just want to see if I can get her to take a bit more. She didn't want to know this morning.
Can I give her some of that milk you expressed?
No, it's okay. I'll have another go.
Well, you sit down with her and I'll put a cushion for it.
Thanks. Come on, sweetheart. You must be hungry still. Oh!
Oh. Are you all right, love?
Yeah, fine.
Is the cushion all right?
Yeah,
like that?
Perfect, yeah.
I'm so proud of you, you know, Vicky.
Are you?
I mean, well, not giving up.
She's worth it, aren't you?
Anything else I can get you?
No, we're fine. Jill's calling in later and then the midwife. Oh.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, I am.
Ed! Do you want a hand with the bales?
Oh, well, yeah, just these couple, thanks. The grab seemed to dump them before I was ready.
Right. Hey, you're okay?
That's great, yeah.
It's not long to go now, then.
Doesn't seem possible that lambing's come round again, does it?
Oh, I know.
I'll be bringing the ewes down next week.
Yeah?
Okay, well, those should help keep out the draught. So, any more news on the sheep shearing idea?
Yeah, well, that's why I dropped by. I've checked with the other Hassett Hill farmers.
Oh, good.
Nick Spring and Bill Oldfield said the same as Adam, that they'd use locals if the work was of the same quality as the ones they usually hire.
Oh, well, that's great news. Isn't it? I mean, there must be some courses around.
Oh, there are, yeah. Yeah, the Wool Marketing Board are running 2-day courses at South Borsetshire in May.
That would be ideal then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I'd have to find nearly 100 quid to pay for it, plus travel expenses, plus find someone to do the milking for me on consecutive days.
Right, let's see.
So I reckon I'm going to have to give up on it for the moment.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe next year.
Well, it seems a shame.
Thanks anyway, David. It was a nice idea.
But did you ever look into my suggestion of seeing what the RABI has to offer?
I didn't know.
Well, I was just thinking, they run a scheme which is offered to any farmer who wants to diversify but can't afford the training.
I don't want to go down that road.
Well, it's worth a go, isn't it?
I'll have a think about it.
Hi, Ed. How's it going?
Fine, yeah.
Account software working okay?
Yeah, and I've got that new dairy management package you showed me.
Oh, excellent.
Started feeding the data in.
Any problems?
Well, I have got stuck on a few things. If you've got a moment any time.
Oh, why don't I nip over later before the kids get home?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, thanks, Ruth.
No problem.
Right, well, look, I'll see you later, all right?
Bye, Ed.
See ya.
Well, those should keep the lambs all nice and cosy. What?
It's no good. I can't help myself.
Can't help yourself what?
Ed. Sometimes I just want to shake him.
Oh, really? Mozart or Florence and the Machine?
Oh, dear.
A villa in Tuscany or cottage in Cornwall?
Well, that's actually quite...
And listen to this one. Would you say you're touchy-feely, touchy-feely, or stiff upper lip?
And what does he say?
Both.
Oh, that's very Iftikhar.
Next they'll be doing his horoscope. What on earth does Glenn Whitehouse think he's doing? My article was fine without the addition of a column of fluffy questions telling us precisely nothing about the subject.
And he must have gone back to see him.
Exactly. Without even having the common courtesy to tell me. I shall ring him and complain.
I should, Jim.
I rather regret now that I've already posted my article on Christopher Carter. I dread to think what he might do to that.
Well, I did warn you about the entirely unprincipled way Glenn Whitehouse can behave.
Oh, if only I'd heeded your warning, Linda.
Mm.
It really is a travesty. And to have my name on it.
Well, I tell you what. I'll be taking Scruff for a walk this afternoon. Why don't you come with us? It might help you work off some frustration.
Thank you. Perhaps I will. No doubt my phone call to him will serve to put my blood pressure up even more.
And you'll be able to tell me all about your trip to Liverpool.
Yes, indeed.
I was so intrigued when I heard you'd all decided to stay on those extra days.
Elizabeth sounded so pleased on the phone.
So Freddie did really well in this math test, did he?
He did, yeah.
Mm.
She thinks he's finally cracked it.
Mm.
Sure you don't want that last piece of cheese?
Which just happens to be your favourite.
Can't say I didn't offer.
No, you go ahead. I'm done.
She'd already rung Jill to tell her the good news.
Well, I'm really glad for Elizabeth. I know how worried she's been about Freddie falling behind.
Anyway, it seems it's all down to Iftikhar. Freddie called him to say a big thank you.
Well, he's obviously doing a good job.
More coffee?
No, honestly, I better get going. I'm going to check on the Herefords.
Oh, and then Elizabeth told me about Lewis and Bert having a bit of a spat.
Oh, really?
It was over this day in the life thing they're doing, featuring Nigel's Uncle Rupert and Mrs. Hoskins, the cook.
So what happened?
Well, Lewis got ahead on his research while Bert was away in Liverpool, and Bert's not best pleased.
So what are they actually doing?
Elizabeth says there'll be storyboards in the relevant rooms and they're recording monologues for visitors to listen to on their headsets.
Well, as long as Bert isn't planning to play Uncle Rupert.
Scruff, be careful!
He had the temerity to say that his readers like a lighter side to the character profiles. And... if I don't like the way he's approached the extra information he's gleaned, perhaps I'd like to include it myself in future.
Yeah. Well, I just...
The nerve of the man. I feel like calling time on it. But Christine thinks I should stick it out to the bitter end.
So are there many more to go?
Three.
Oh, well.
Never again.
Just wanted to check how you got on with the midwife.
Okay, yeah.
She was happy about Beth's weight, was she?
Well, she still hasn't put her birth weight back on, Mike.
Right.
No, she says she's keeping an eye on it. But
well, there you are then, eh? Don't worry.
No.
Looks so peaceful, doesn't she?
She went out like a light after Jill left.
So did Jill stay long?
About an hour. Hmm? And she bought a lovely all-in-one for when she has her first outing. Oh. It's a bit big for her now, but it's, well, it's better that way, isn't it?
I can't wait to take her out and show her off.
Honestly, Micah, I can't believe you're still on your feet. You were up with me and Beth half the night, then away at the crack of dawn.
Well, must have given me a new lease of life.
Well, fingers crossed it goes on.
Yeah. Oh. I have to pinch myself when I'm out on my rounds to remind myself she's really here.
No doubt of that. There she goes.
Sounds as if you had a wonderful time.
If only I hadn't had such an unpleasant surprise on my return.
So did you visit the Anglican Cathedral?
We did, yes. I must say I was impressed. Joe and the two Berts, of course, were rather more enthusiastic about our visit to Aintree Racecourse.
Jill was very surprised to hear the news.
What news?
Well, she says Joe got a letter from Mr. Pullen appointing him as the executor of his will.
That's right.
And asking him to scatter his ashes.
Yes.
So, why Liverpool?
Well, evidently, Bob used to go to the races there every year. He developed quite a fondness for the place.
Seems odd that Joe was chosen, though, doesn't it? I mean, they were hardly bosom pals.
They obviously had more in common than people thought.
Well, it still seems... Scruff, don't pull! What is it, Scruff? No. Scruff, leave it alone. Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, look, Jim. A badger.
Looks pretty badly injured.
Poor thing. Oh. Scruff, come here. Come here. Quiet.
The path's fairly close to the road. Oh. Probably got hit by a car and limped away.
It must have been there for quite some time. They're nocturnal.
Yeah, that's right.
What have you found?
An injured badger.
Oh, right.
Poor thing's hardly moving.
Well, as long as he hasn't been too near my cows.
No, indeed.
He looks terrified.
Probably the best thing would be for me to go back and get my gun.
Get your gun?
Well, the state it's in. It should obviously be put out of its misery.
But you can't just shoot it.
Why not?
Well, clearly it needs proper treatment.
Linda, any animal as badly injured as that deserves a swift end.
Well, it's not up to you to decide, is it?
I'm afraid as far as I'm concerned, the fewer badgers, the better.
Right. You're not going to do anything to help the poor thing, David, then I shall call someone who can.
You'll just be wasting their time, I'm afraid.
I shall ask Patrick for his advice.
Oh.
Thanks for coming over, Ruth.
No problem. Oh, excuse me, sir. David?
You will not believe what just happened.
Try me.
I was on my way back from the Herefords when I saw Linda, right? She's found this injured badger. Well, Scruff had, anyway.
Yeah.
So I told her the best thing to do would be to shoot it.
Didn't go down too well, I'm sure.
Well, it was really badly injured, but she made this great song and dance about getting treatment for the poor thing, as she called it.
I can imagine.
So then she goes and rings Patrick, and he's arranging for an animal rescue charity to take it away.
Oh, right.
All I can say is they better not bring the blasted thing back here.
Oh, calm down, David. Look, I'll see you in a bit, OK?
Yeah, OK. Bye.
Bye.
Everything OK?
Badgers!
Open the back for me, would you, Will? I'll just sling the hamper in.
There we go.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Morning!
Oh, Rob. Good to see you. Yeah, looks like we've got a nice clear day for it.
Yes, indeed.
Right, let me introduce you to Will, our head gamekeeper.
Good to meet you, Will.
Yeah, and you.
Thanks for laying this on.
Well, looking forward to getting a shot of them myself this afternoon.
I'll bet.
Yeah, and with the season ending next week, it's the last chance.
So you'll be doing the beating for us this morning, Will?
Yeah, me and Pete and a couple of keepers from neighbouring estates.
Yeah, we'll have to co-opt one of them to join us this afternoon, Rob, when it's our turn to beat. Adam's had to pull out, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know, yeah, he was pretty fed up. But it turned out to be the one day the agronomist could come to walk the cereals.
I can see why that would take priority.
Yeah.
He was telling me the other week what a difficult year he's had because of the extremes of weather.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, there'll be plenty of other opportunities to catch up.
I'm sure.
You reckon there's enough birds to keep us busy, do you, Will?
Oh, definitely. Well, unless you bring down too many this morning, of course.
It's a while since I did any shooting, so they may be safe enough.
Okay, well, let's get going. Whatever we manage to bag will be a bonus. Jenny's provided us with some hearty soup. I've taken care of the liquid refreshment.
Oh, sounds the perfect formula.
Oh, excuse me a sec. Hello?
Oh, I wondered if you could spare me some time later on today, William.
Oh, hello, Grandad. I'm a bit busy, I'm afraid.
No, it won't take long. I need a bit of help stacking some logs Eddie split for me. Me and Bartleby are going to take him round the village to sell.
Sorry, Grandad. I've got a shoot today. We're just heading off now. I'm beating this morning. Then I'll be doing a bit of shooting myself this afternoon.
Yeah, well, if you can't, you can't.
Honestly, Vicky, I couldn't believe his callous attitude towards the poor creature.
It must have been really upsetting for you.
Well, it was, yes. And when he said he'd get his gun and put it out of its misery, well, I just knew that wasn't going to happen.
No.
Thank goodness I was able to get hold of Patrick. Yeah. He sent someone to take it away. Such a relief. Oh, Vicky, I'm so sorry. The last thing you need, I'm sure, is me sounding off about badgers.
Oh, it's okay.
Let me make you another hot chocolate. I must say it's very restorative.
I haven't quite finished this one.
You do look really tired.
I didn't have a very good night. I just couldn't seem to get comfortable.
Oh, dear.
And then I was afraid of waking Mike, and he's been good as gold, getting up with me and everything.
Oh, that makes such a difference, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does.
Well, look, there must be something I can do to help.
I don't think there is, but thanks anyway, Linda.
Well, let me tidy up for you, at least.
It's a tip, isn't it?
Oh, no, 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 not at all, Vicky. I didn't mean that. It's bound to get a bit... Oh, Vicky, what is it?
I don't know.
Hang on. There you are.
Thanks. I don't want Beth to see me like this when she wakes up. I mean, they pick up things, don't they?
So, what is it?
Oh, it's just...
Just tiredness or what?
I'm just really worried, Linda. I mean, if Beth doesn't put on any more weight, they might take her into hospital and I couldn't bear that. It's so lovely being home.
No, no, no. I'm sure that won't happen, Vicky. You're doing so well.
Oh, everyone keeps saying that, but I don't think I am. And if she does have to go into hospital, I'll just... It'll be my fault, won't it?
I'm sure she's going to be fine. Honestly, when I peeked in just now, she looked so contented.
I know.
Now, you sit there and I'm going to make you another hot chocolate. That one must have gone cold.
Okay, thanks.
And you're to stop worrying.
Yeah, I'll try.
Good.
Not a bad morning.
Oh, I had a great time.
Well, I think we've certainly earned our lunch. Okay, come on. Come on, let's be having you. There's good coal.
Well, I'd say you bagged 3 to my 1.
Oh, well, I suppose I've had plenty of practice. Will, others on their way, are they?
Yeah, shouldn't be long.
They did a great job, Will. Couldn't believe the number of birds you put up.
Yeah, well, let's hope there's some left for this afternoon.
If it was just down to me, there definitely would be.
Well, I'll get our lunch.
Want a hand?
No, I'm fine.
You must really enjoy your work, Will.
I do, yeah. I feel really lucky.
So have you got family living around here?
Yeah, me and Nick have got a cottage up in the woods.
Oh, sounds idyllic. So, any kids?
3. George, he's the eldest. He's taken a big interest in the young pheasants. Loves coming round with me to check them. Make sure the foxes are keeping clear.
Well, you can tell him from me he's done a great job.
I will. My other two are my partner's kids, Jake and Mia. But they're like my own, you know?
I'm sure. Oh, it's a great place for kids to grow up.
We think so. Good schools, too.
Can't really imagine bringing up a family in the city. Not that we've got kids, of course.
Okay, lunch when you're ready.
Excellent. Thanks, Brian.
First, I think it's time for a well-earned drink.
No,
Sounded like Linda got really wound up.
Oh, she can be very emotional, can Linda Snip? Especially where animals is concerned.
And apparently when David said he'd get his gun, she went...
red ranked with all time,
yeah,
eh?
I think it was, yeah.
You can put a few more logs on this side here.
Good. Hand them up.
There you go.
I was only hearing Ruth's end of the conversation, but things obviously got a bit fraught.
Yeah, well, of course, Stephen Archer would only be satisfied if they culled a lot of them.
Yeah, I know. And now I'm vaccinating them. I'm hardly going to argue for that, am I?
That'll do, Edward. Don't want to overload you, do we, Bartleby?
Will was too busy to help out, was he, Grandad?
He's got this... estate daisy.
It's all right for some.
How are things with you any road, Edward?
Seems like one step forward, one step back at the moment, to be honest.
I know your feeling.
David thought he might get some work sheep shearing.
Yeah, well, that seems like a good idea.
Don't think it's going to happen, though.
Why? What's the problem?
Well, it'd cost me a fair bit to do the course, and then there's travel, and I have to pay for cover for the milking.
That would make it a bit difficult.
David said, why don't I contact this farming charity, see if I get a grant?
Yeah, so why don't you?
I just don't want to go asking for charity, that's all.
No, it wouldn't be charity, not like that.
That's what David said.
No, he's right.
It feels like it, though.
You should never be afraid to ask for help when it could make all the difference to you, Edward.
Oh, I don't know, Grandad.
You're only asking so you can learn some new skills.
Yeah, I suppose.
Any road, yeah. You've just earned yourself a point for helping out, so I'll see you in the bowl later. And I want to know how you get on with these grant people, so you'd better give them a ring.
Got my marching orders, have I?
Yeah, you have.
Well, there's still some left anyway.
Well, I bet Will's just bagged one.
Yeah, he's had a good day.
He's definitely the best shot.
I suppose he is, yeah.
Although Pete's not half bad either.
So, how are you finding village life anyway, Rob?
Oh, great, yeah. Everyone seems to go out of their way to be friendly.
Good.
I met Caroline and Oliver the other day. They seem a really nice couple.
Yes, they are.
He said I must come over for dinner sometime.
Well, Oliver will be roping you in to join the hunt.
I'd be delighted to be roped in.
I'm glad you've had this time to get to know people.
Me too.
Hey! Ho! Go!
Oh!
Hey! I know supervising the construction work is pretty time-consuming, but at least things aren't as pressured as they'll be when we're up and running.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it's good getting a feel for a place.
Of course, you might not get quite such a warm welcome from a few residents.
No?
No, but that'll be because of the job rather than any personal.
Well, luckily I've got a fairly thick skin.
I'm sure you have. Oh, anyway, I don't know about you, I'm ready to call it a day.
You think they're ready to stop?
Definitely. Yeah. Home for tea with a respectable brace of birds, what could be better?
Can't think of many things at the moment.
You know, Rob... I am a great believer in rewarding oneself for all the hard work one does, week in, week out. A day like this, for example.
I feel as if I'm being rewarded before I've been properly tested.
Oh, don't worry. The tests will come soon enough.
I'm sure they will.
I was a bundle of nerves when she was weighing Beth. I was jabbering away, and then... I was so relieved.
So the midwife was pleased?
Yeah. Beth's put on some weight and she's nearly regained her birth weight now. She's within the normal parameters.
Oh, well, that is good news, Vicky.
Yeah. It's made me even more determined to go on with the breastfeeding.
I'm sure. And it just proves you're doing all the right things.
I know, yeah.
I've got a bit of good news to share with you too.
Really?
Well, I know it doesn't compare in any way, of course, but... Well, I've had an idea.
Have you, Linda?
Yes, and it's made me feel much more positive about the badgers.
Right.
I'm going to propose that the parish council put badger warning signs up to help avoid road accidents. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're doing the right thing, Linda.
Thank you, Vicky. So am I.
I took your advice, Grandad. I got in touch about the grant.
Ah, so what did they say?
They were really helpful, yeah.
Yeah, I told you it was a good idea, didn't I?
Got to fill in this form, send it back, and they promised they'd give me an answer in a couple of weeks.
Now, that was worth a phone call then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Mm. I just wish I could do a bit more to help you, Edward.
Well, I guess old Bob Pullen didn't have a fortune to leave, then.
No, he didn't. No, no.
It would have been quids in otherwise.
Yeah, I'm only glad I was able to honour his last wishes and scatter his ashes up there.
Yeah. So what did he leave then?
Oh, just a couple of thousand, that's all. And that went to his favourite charity.
All right.
Only thing I got was a lucky keyring.
I bet you could think of a few things you'd rather have had.
Oh, yeah. Well, seems like old Bob Pullen had a sense of humour at the last, didn't it?
Well, you never know. Maybe my luck's starting to change. What do you reckon?
Well, I'll drink to that.
Yeah, me too.
Can't wait to show you the place, Puss. It's a real find.
And some of its Victorian features are still intact, are they?
Well, having been an old paper mill, it don't have the cornices and dado rails and what have yous that were a big attraction of the Cat and Fiddle.
No, no. Obviously.
But it's got loads of character. I reckon you'll see its potential as soon as you walk in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, I was enjoying that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to...
No, you're fine. Just, I don't know, makes me think of that weekend we had in Paris.
Does it? I don't remember it playing.
No, it's just a mood thing, isn't it?
Just sounds sad.
Yeah?
Anyway, it's great to be getting away from Ambridge for the day.
That's what I thought.
It's time of year. I don't know. Things seem to crowd in on you, don't they?
Post-Christmas blues.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell you one thing's for sure.
What's that?
I couldn't ask for nicer company.
Sentimental old thing, aren't you, Matt?
Not at all. It's the truth.
Oh. David. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Linda. I'm glad I've seen you, actually. I've just been talking to Richard Thwaite. I hear you're proposing to the council that they put up badger warning signs.
To try to prevent more road accidents, yes.
I don't think you've quite thought this through, have you, Linda?
No, I think I have.
Let me put it this way.
Feel free to put it whatever way you like.
Badgers are a far greater danger to my cows than cars are likely to be to badgers.
Oh, dear. I have rather come to expect this attitude from you, David.
Well, it is based on bitter experience.
Well, fortunately, the way things are going at the moment, the government won't manage to put their precious cull into action.
Well, they say they will, Linda. Anyway, you really need to get your facts straight. It just takes one infected animal to close down a whole farm.
Shooting badgers running through woods is quite indefensible.
The badger involved this time wasn't running anywhere, Linda. It was badly injured, and the most humane thing would have been to shoot it.
It rather depends how you define humane, doesn't it?
Just as most people do.
Well, I'm afraid in my book, it's extremely dangerous to take pot shots at animals where there's a public right of way.
I wasn't taking pot shots at animals.
But you were prepared to take the law into your own hands, weren't you?
We're obviously not going to find any common ground on this one, are we?
No, obviously not.
Bad news, I'm afraid, Bran.
What's happened?
Daz just called me. He says that the most milking Trevor is prepared to do is...
Yeah?
One morning a week, preferably Tuesdays.
Right.
And Dad'll do Saturday and Sunday afternoons.
Well, at least that's three more shifts out of your life, isn't it?
I suppose so, yeah. But it won't even start until after Mum and Dad have got back from Gran Canaria. What are you up to, anyway?
I'm delivering a few more breakfast supplies to the bull like you asked me to.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Bran. That's great.
Matt and Lillian are away for the day, so I thought I'd take an early lunch break.
Tell you what, I'll make it up to you this evening. I've booked a table at that Thai place in Borchester.
great.
Maybe we could go clubbing afterwards if you fancy it.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm sorry I moaned on about the milking.
As long as it's a no-go area tonight.
I promise. I will find a way out, you know.
I'm sure.
I'm not planning to spend any more of my life lashed to a cow's tail. Oh, look, Bren, better go. I seem to have a visitor.
Yep, sure. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Hi.
Tom, isn't it?
That's right.
I was just driving by. I thought I'd stop and say hello. Rob Titchener, the dairy herd manager at Worcester Land.
Oh, good to meet you, Rob. Sorry, I would shake hands,
no worries.
Seem to be carrying half the pig art with me.
I've been hearing good things about this latest venture of yours.
What's that?
Your ready meals? Talk of the pub.
Oh, good.
Sounds like it's really taking off.
It seems to be, yeah. I just wish I could give it more of my attention.
You have to allocate your time pretty carefully, I imagine.
Yeah. Obviously, the cows and Ambridge Organics are high on my list of priorities.
I'd be interested to see your setup sometime and get a steer on how Ambridge Organics works.
Really?
It's not quite my cup of tea, but it sounds as if you've built up a very good niche business.
Well, we like to think so.
Last job I had in Canada, I was with a dairy company that had a profitable line in ready meals.
Oh, you'll have to tell me about it. I'd be really interested.
Sure. I might even be able to give you a couple of useful contacts.
Well, that'd be great, thanks. Hey, look, I'll just dump the rest of this feed.
Oh, go ahead. I met the guy who works with you the other night when I was in the Bull.
Oh, Jazza.
Yeah. Quite a character, isn't he?
You can say that again.
One of the great things about this place is we wouldn't be starting from scratch.
I can see that. There's still some lovely features. Look at that stonework.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like those beams too.
Surprising it still retains so much of its character when you think it's been used for offices.
Yeah. It's lucky they didn't gut it completely when they did those.
Oh, and the view from up here is stunning.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, hey, do you think this floor's safe?
Yeah, we tread carefully.
Which is probably good advice for the project as a whole.
You like it, though, Puss?
I do. Yeah.
But?
Well, no, nothing really. Just trying to be cautious, that's all. It's a big venture.
We would need to make a decision pretty quickly. It's going to auction in a few weeks.
Yeah, it does rather put the pressure on, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're asking for closed bids, so the consortium would need to get their ducks in a row in order to make the right offer.
Yeah, I see.
Well, do you think you'd be happy for us to go forward?
Well, I do need a little more time to think about
it. Yeah, sure, but...
I mean, I know we'd need to get our ducks in a row.
Yeah, talk to our solicitor, organise funding, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I promise I'll come back with an answer as fast as I possibly can.
Good.
This one's got a real atmosphere, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good size too. They didn't try to partition it. Plenty of cobwebs, that's for sure.
It's the sort of room where you imagine Miss Havisham might be waiting. The clock's all stopped. Oh, I don't know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Well, it does to me.
So, you'd consider buying in meat from other farms, would you?
It's something I've only just started to think about. We'd need another unit to process it, of course.
And you'd sell to supermarkets?
Well, that'd be the plan.
It'd be quite a change in direction for you, though.
It would, yeah. But at the moment, it feels like the only way forward.
Well, I can see why it could be an attractive prospect.
I'm hoping my parents will see it that way too. But I think it's going to be an uphill struggle.
Yeah, it can be tough working with family members, however well-intentioned they are.
We certainly have our moments.
I bet.
So have you been involved in a family business then, Rob?
Well, I worked on the family farm, but I'm glad to say my elder brother runs it now.
Oh, so you took off for Canada?
Well, I got a job in the States first, then moved on.
Oh, must have been great.
It was, yeah. I used to trek off into the back of beyond every chance I had.
Wow. I bet you'll miss that freedom.
Yeah. What was good, too, was you could be anonymous when you wanted to. Totally disappear.
Well, you definitely won't get that here. Curtains are twitching, I'm sure.
Yeah, they certainly are. Anyway, Tom, I'd better get going.
Yeah. Oh, hey, if you get the chance, you should visit the bistro at Grey Gables. It's just down the lane from your cottage.
Yeah?
Yeah, sample some of the Tom Archer sausages for yourself.
Oh, I've already done that.
Have you?
I was down at the Bull for breakfast. Picked up your card.
Oh, and?
Yeah, I was really impressed.
Good!
Glad you could see the potential, Puss.
Definitely.
I know it'll involve a lot of work. We'd need to oversee the renovation pretty carefully.
Well, at least Gilbert's Cross isn't too far away.
Yeah, exactly.
And the countryside around it is really lovely.
It is, yeah. You know what? I've got a really good feeling about this one.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right, Matt, but I still don't want to be rushed into anything.
I know. I'll stop trying to sell it to you.
Good.
Tell you what, when we get home, why don't you step into a nice hot bath and I'll knock up one of me specials for our supper.
Which special is that exactly?
Me Spanish omelette with everything chucked in except the kitchen sink.
You make it sound so tempting, yeah. Matt.
Don't I just?
Excuse me. It's Mr. Titchener, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
I've been so keen to meet you. I'm Linda Snell.
Good to meet you, Mrs. Snell.
Oh, Linda, please.
Linda.
Susan told me all about you.
Susan? The lady in the shop.
Yes, that's right. She said she had such an interesting conversation with you. She pointed you out to me just now.
Actually, if you'll excuse me, I'm in a bit of a hurry. Just had to pick up a couple of provisions.
Oh, of course. You travel back to Hampshire every weekend, don't you?
That's right.
Quite a long trek.
Well, it depends on the traffic. I like to set out as soon as I can.
I'm sure, and I won't keep you.
Right.
What I really wanted to find out from you, Rob, was where you stood on the proposed badger cull. Are we going to be able to count on your support?
Support?
Against it.
I see.
I was very against the new dairy, of course, when it was first mooted. But that doesn't mean that all the personnel should be tarred with the same brush.
Kind of you to say so.
So where do you stand?
Well, of course, badgers aren't a real problem for us. All our cattle will be inside.
But no doubt you have a view.
I do, yes. I mean, I can see that badgers spreading TB pose a serious problem for other farmers around Ambridge.
Well, yes, but...
So, by and large, I have to say I think a cull is... a good idea.
Right. I see.
You're out of the bath yet?
Yeah, be with you in a sec.
Is that okay to pour you a G&T, is it?
Oh, yeah, lovely. Thanks.
And the special should be ready in 5.
Fine. Paul?
Sorry, I just had to... Can you talk?
Just for a minute.
I know you can't keep coming down to London. I know that. I don't expect you to. I've missed you so much.
Have you?
I think about you all the time.
Paul.
Knowing I'll never see you again, it feels like... Look, I know I shouldn't be doing this. I know that, but... I'll be back in Fawcett Magna next week, and I thought... Could we meet up? Just once.
I don't know.
Just to talk. Please.